Thank you. We'll call the meeting, Labor Relations Committee, September 28th, 4:45. Steve Almond. Ron, you wanna?
Ron Christensen.
Don Meske.
Audrey Nelson.
Janelle Summers.
Mike McGuire.
Number one on the agenda is any public comments, anybody? Seeing nobody, move to item three. Working out of class policy compensation for wastewater working foreman. This came to us and is a request that Sean made. Sean, are you gonna address it, Larry, or would you like to?
No, wait, it costs you $5. Every time someone calls me Larry, and it's mainly been the mayor. He asks for $5. He's up to $100 already. No, I'm kidding you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm up to $125.
Yeah. You know, Sean's going to address it.
I don't feel so bad now. Thanks, Sean, for being here. You wanna give us an update on what your, I read your letter and everything, and I pretty much understand what's going on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In front of you, yes, pretty much everything I have to present. The summary is that Colleen Thompson resigned officially October 2nd. Last day because of vacation was September 16th last year. So Jim has been acting superintendent for that amount of time. And per the adopted policy that the city has adopted or allowed, he's actually been doing his foreman job duties as well as the interim administrator or the superintendent duties. So we're asking for the 10% allowed by policy, retroactive to September 17th.
Okay, anything else?
No, I think it makes sense.
Okay. I think our policy has been that. Any questions from the committee?
Move to approve.
Second.
One question, as far as the full-time position, there has been no response to that as far as applicants.
Mr. Chair, there's been no advertising for that as I've been waiting for the compensation study to come back.
Okay.
Because as it sits right now, the foreman, wastewater foreman, actually is paid more than the superintendent. So I didn't want to put anybody in that position.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that.
And I'll talk about the compensation study when it comes to me.
Okay. Great. We'll take care of it. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Make sure to express our gratitude for Mr. Gower and him committing himself to that type of work and taking on the responsibility.
I will.
Somehow put that in the letter.
Thank you.
I guess I would have a comment if I could.
Sure.
When we hear about the study, I would like to see this a sunset on this, you know, and keeping it up in the air. And we'll probably get that guidance perhaps when we start seeing what this is. But this kind of thing going that long, I can't imagine that when you have people doing these two things that they're both getting done the way they should be getting done when there are people in there individually. I mean, we want this to be a Band-Aid, but once you go over a year, it starts looking like it could keep going, and we're going to burn people out of that pretty quick.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. Sorry. Thanks, Sean. I didn't want you to hold.
No, I completely agree.
Yeah. Well, I can start with that if you want. Or no, let's do the human resources. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Dennis and Bruce and I had interviews last week. There were six people. There were four that were keepers, and two that rose to the top, and the consensus was that if everything checked out, that we should go with Bridget Buckingham. Bridget was the only one that had some governmental experience, and that's on the school side, but we asked her questions about implementing the insurance program that we're talking about doing. She had done that in one of the school districts that she worked for, a couple of different school districts, and and two or three other items. So I think even though it's not city experience, I think it'll transfer quite nicely. We had a couple other people that didn't have the near as much experience but interviewed very well, and I think would have done good too. So I've been trying to get Ann to give me some numbers, and And in fairness to her, for whatever reason, she's out of town for the entire week, and she has called me twice from, I think she's in Atlanta or something with clients. And I explained to her the importance, especially for these two positions, the clerk and that we have something. She got back to me after I wrote this memo about 15, 20 minutes ago, and she thinks the numbers for the HR position will come out with a range of 72 to 93. And I told her that I was going to propose 75, and with the understanding that there could be a, you know, nice increase, and she said that should be right in the ballpark. That should be good. For the clerk's position, I know you don't approve that, but I'll just give you an update. Well, again, let's do this one first. So, okay. So I think we have a good person. I think she'll fit in well and do a good job.
Where's she from?
Let me read some of her.
Delano?
Yeah, I think she's... Well, she worked at the Delano School District.
Oh, you don't have to dig it out.
Okay. Delano Public Schools. She worked at the Bugoney G School. It's a charter school, Indian charter school. I don't know if I said it right. Had really interesting stories about that when she showed up. She basically had... One of the counselors were supplying drugs to the kids. So the superintendent, and she was an HR person, and the assistant, and they got together and had to meet with the business council, assuming that they would back them. It turns out she was a tribal member, and they wouldn't. The superintendent, I tell you this because it's like, really? I mean, that happens up there. The superintendent said that he had an obligation under the law to turn this person in if he or she remains in employment, and so they decided to terminate the person if they wouldn't if they wouldn't prosecute. But the superintendent disappeared. He never left. Walked out that night. I mean, I don't think anything happened to him. So she got thrust into that spot, and it was one of the questions on how you respond to adverse things. But she did a great job. And let's see what else. Princeton Public Schools and West Tonka were almost totally in the school portion.
What about starting date there?
I haven't talked to her about that. Okay. I did talk to her about to try and get an idea what she was thinking of salary. She said she'd like 80, but 75 would be acceptable. So she didn't push real hard for it. And considering what she was making, it's a relatively nice bump for her. So I think she'll be happy with it.
Good.
Is there anything else? I'm just curious. Could we get a little summary of that, or maybe you sent it out? Is that confidential, or your experience? Or
I think I can give the...
You can Google her now.
Yeah, actually, Google her name.
You don't have to. Yeah. It's all there.
Did someone make a motion or not?
Well, I was just, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I would move that we, do we offer the position or enter in negotiations of a contract to secure the
staff's
person's employment?
Staff's recommendation, basically approve staff's recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd enter that as a motion, as confusing as that might have sounded.
I'll second that.
We know what you meant.
We have motion to second. Any further discussion?
A question. I see on here that there was they have the 6-month performance review and a recommended percent increase. I would imagine that stuff's also negotiable as we enter into this, or is that sort of standard fare?
Well, I was thinking of adding the word up to a 6-point, which gives me
some leeway.
Yep. And we'll change the one that goes out to the council and the one I give her.
Sure. And then I would also, we had some issues before about vacation times and accruals and that kind of thing. If we can make sure all that's included in a contract, do we see those contracts come back through here, correct? Or
yes,
is that going to be all kind of done?
Well, typically, I'd say if there's anything, if she wants an extra week's vacation, she's had, a fair amount of, we should just do it, and hopefully I'd have that authority. If she wanted the summer off every year or something, I'd come back to you.
I understand that. previous folks, some of that has been apparently not worked out before, and then they come back, and so I want to make sure that we have an opportunity at every director we get, that we make sure we get all of that met up front. So appreciate
that. Consistent. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for doing this.
And what, just curious, you said you're not sure, do you have any potential date in
no.
mind as far as...
No, but I would hope that, yeah. you know, most of them said, and I think she was one of them, that they'd have just give a 2-week notice. And
okay.
So maybe if it's, I assume it's approved on Monday, I'd call it first thing Tuesday. And, you know, a better thing, if you want to come up, you can gladly go in the conference room and read this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it might be easier. Yeah, I just would not send copies out. Normally, I destroy all but one copy of it just so it doesn't float around.
Okay, and as far as the job duties, and then you will be primarily setting up the priorities and things that we need
right.
to work on.
So if you have things, I mean, I know some of them, the comp study, and we have to get pay equity done by the end of January, and things like that. Will be a top priority, or in the insurance. But if you have certain things, you're going to keep in mind I've been here for a week and a half, so you know, pass them on to me and I'll look into them.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Marv, that one's off the list now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the support for that. I'm pleased to see the experience of this candidate. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and then secondly, the clerk position.
Okay.
We only end up with two, and both qualified, background checks checked out good on both. I just, one's an internal candidate, so I just would not give any too much information out. But I pretty much made up my mind. Also, it was a consensus of, it was Kevin, Bruce and I that interviewed on that, and we all pretty much agreed who it should be, so. And I think we'll have a good person there also. In the Comp Worth study, if I can just keep rambling, okay. Again, talking to Ann, she said it's a very tough situation because, you know, the last salary thing is 2010. The couple of the positions she doesn't have a job description for, which I told her, or the points for. And so I have to go back into that old study and muddle through, and it's one I've never dealt with. It's Hewitt, is it? That
yes.
did the original study? I think so. Okay. And try and find out where that was ranked, the assistant engineer and the public works director. And I told her I'd have that Monday morning when she gets back in the office that we really needed this for many reasons. But and I think we'll get it next week.
So you're anticipating the city clerk's position to be filled within a recommendation coming here shortly?
Well, the city clerk actually doesn't come to the committee, I'm told, because it's
That's
not
right.
a,
right.
a director.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just kind of filling in on it.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
I plan on offering it tomorrow because another position that we really need.
Okay. It's going to take place soon. Okay.
That's so that's two items off the list.
Yes. That's great. That's a good start.
Yes, thanks.
Good start. Mr. Mayor, has a comment he wants to interrupt or talk some.
Did you have a range on the comp study for the city clerk, or didn't that come in?
I do. The person was slotted as a step 7, and I'm not sure if it was Larry or the... department heads look at it also and where it should be, which is significantly less than what Kevin's at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the duties being somewhat different. But that range would be 42 to 60. She said that it would probably be a 52 to 68 based on what I told her, you know, that the position was downgraded significantly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping I, you know, someplace in the mid-50s, maybe I have to go upper 50s. And even if we're closer to the one we currently have, I'd still be well within the
budget
range.
What do you mean, what we currently have?
Well, we have that.
Oh, the ranges you mean?
Yeah, the ranges.
Oh, no.
And if that person is really a 7, you know, the range was upside down. Was 42 to 60. And if
okay.
you take it Will it be an AFSCME position?
It won't be, but those are the AFSCME ranges there that I think they...
For sevens, they can, can't.
Oh, yeah.
I thought AFSCME could try to incorporate them into their union, where she's with that level. Is that not right? She may, it's not maybe where it is now.
Yeah.
But as a seven, I thought that was what could happen.
Will the person, I'm not sure, will the person still supervise Deb? No?
No.
That's not the intent?
The way the job description was rewritten, there's no supervisory responsibility.
So then it's gonna be taken as by...
Yeah, it'll be...
Unless the chair would change.
I don't have any intention to, unless there's some need for it right now. One other thing, when talking with the city clerk position, I know whether it's transition and Mr. Holliday's left today, and I don't know if we had a great party. Couldn't make it. With the additional responsibilities that were given to the finance director, is that correct? Is that going to be weighing in on any review of compensation?
Yeah, I think it'll have to be. I question a little bit, and again, I don't want to jump to conclusions being here my second week. I see that the administrator, after I'm gone, needing some support like Kevin gave the previous administrators. And I'm a little concerned in looking at job description, how it's been downgraded quite as much as it has. I would, I think we might want to give it some time, but take a look at that at some point. And doesn't have to be, I think Kevin was making 90-something.
100,
okay. You know, it probably wouldn't have to be that, but it might have to be more in a range of 8 or 9 or something. So you really do have someone you can go to with a project or, you know, to help out on things. Otherwise, it's some of it, a lot of it's going to fall back on the directors, and they have plenty to do already. The list of things that you have, you know, for the administrator, are, you know, those 6 or 8 are just the surface. There's really a lot of things that person's going to have to accomplish when they come in. I think they'll need some assistance. And I tell you that simply because, so you aren't totally surprised if I come back in 3-4 months and say we might want to look at.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, Audrey.
I would hope we would look at the organizational chart before we made any of those decisions, because I think the question of where responsibilities lie, and even with the financial right now, I still have a question about, you know, what we're putting up there and how all of that's going to work. So I think before we do that, I think we need to look at an organizational chart and see what we want.
Well, one of the individuals has extensive experience working with assessments and that type of thing that has basically been shipped upstairs, correct?
Assessments
over the county.
Yeah, but I mean that goes through, when they go through the, I thought there's the actual special assessments that we send over to the county. Who looks at those? Somehow they have to be sent there.
So it's all been engineering and then through the clerk.
That's what I thought. I think it'll be more in finance, yeah. and public works.
Right.
So, yeah. Again, you have to be careful that we don't, you know, overload that position too much.
Sure.
You know, we've looked at the restructuring that Audrey brought up a couple times, and we voted to keep our organizational chart the way it is. And my understanding was the city clerk being downgraded was we took some of those responsibilities, they went to the finance, and then the rest of them to the HR person. And we didn't really talk about somebody being the right-hand person of the administrator, which Kevin basically was. And I don't know if the HR person fits that mold or not.
That's a possibility, too.
That was my understanding.
Yeah, I think you have a good point, Ron.
Well, that was the discussion we had before is, and I'm not going to call you Larry. But what Larry did, he wanted an administrative assistant, which is sort of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that position was denied by the council, and what we did was then restructure what Kevin was doing, and so we could keep the directors all at a similar line instead of going
with a more vertical system. We were trying to keep a horizontal system. So it's more of a philosophical discussion, I suppose. But that's what we took, those duties to the director levels. And yeah, they already are busy, but we were trying to keep that authority there instead of putting another layer in the hierarchy. And so the city clerk, once we took those duties out, became more of a city clerk and not what Kevin was. Kevin was a hybrid for sure of what he was doing. But we've had that conversation. So if we're going to talk about shifting or moving up, we're probably going to want to sit down and actually see how the whole schematic looks on what we're going to do.
Yeah, and I think after the HR person has been here and the clerk has been here, I'll be in a much better position to talk to you in 3 months. But a lot of cities, the HR person, you know, can almost serve as the
backup
also.
Yep.
And it will take away some of the work, no doubt, for the administrator. You'll be able to, you know, a lot of the HR type things, which fall back on the administrator if you don't have a HR person.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll give it some time to shake out and maybe talk about it.
Okay. See how things work. But yes, Audrey.
I think we discussed that the HR responsibilities should help all of the department directors.
Yes.
So that may be a reason just to look at the structure. I mean, not, but when we talk about department heads, where is the appropriate line of that? I would never have said that Kevin was the assistant administrator in functions that he did in the organization, at least from my perception, you know, previous to that. I mean, his role versus some of the other department heads of, you know, the things that they do and the people that they supervise. So I guess I would hope that we would sit back and look at the whole organization and do what's best for the whole organization.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Okay. Thanks for your comments.
Good.
Okay. It's, things are moving quickly.
Absolutely.
Everything's coming to a head. It's great news. Good update. what else do we have?
Mr. Chair, Audrey, when I asked her to come here, said she had to leave by about 5 because she has another meeting. So,
yeah.
That's fine.
If we still have a quorum with three, so
sure.
Okay,
thanks, Audrey. Thank you. Else we need to have an address?
Just so anyone else we're missing. We're filling the HR and the clerk form.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing the superintendent down at Waste Treatment Plant. What else? Where else we're missing?
I know there was a couple more.
I think there were 5.
Engineering.
Left open. 2 in engineering.
Two after
in
the 2 we filled?
Mm-hmm. 2 in engineering. Okay.
Okay, so 2 in engineering, waste treatment plant. What are the other 3?
How about if I can't tell you offhand. I've been told that there's 5 or 6 or something, and this will be a good start that we have to keep plugging away. We'll put something together, and I'll send you all out a list.
Councilor Christensen, I'm putting in the 2 police officers, and I guess that probably should have
that's
those 2
okay.
Officers. That hasn't been approved by council.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
That has to be discussed. Is there anything else?
5 after 5.
Good job again.
5 o'clock.
Move to approve. Or move to adjourn. I'm approving every time.
I'll second.
We're adjourned.
Thanks. Thanks, John.